there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined us for today's music and good story from God's Word. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. It's wonderful to have children who love the Lord and want to hear the voice of the Lord and volunteer. Send me. Oh, what a joy that must be to the heart of the Lord Jesus himself when he knows he has boys and girls he can depend on. Say, you can be that kind of a loyal soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, trust him as your Lord and Savior. And then volunteer once and for all for him to take your life and do with it what he would have done. We're so glad you're listening today. Maybe it's just been almost ages since you've written the Children's Bible Club and let us know what station you're listening to. Listen, you get me a little short note off this week, will you? And tell me what station you listen on and how you like the Children's Bible Club. So write this week, Aunt Carolyn,
6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570, or write by email to AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com.
And now, here's the girls' trio, Sarah, Grace, and Kelly, to sing a joyful song of trust and confidence in the Lord.
What though the way may be lonely and dark the shadows fall, I know where'er he leadeth, the Father planned it all. I sing through the shade and the sunshine, I'll trust him whatever befall.
Sing for I cannot be silent. My Father planned
wild, dark water rushed by. Oh, the river dragon must be fed. The old Chinese grandpa was terrified. See how angry he is? For 3 weeks the rain had just poured until the small stream spread into the river and the river overflowed, and now it was up through the streets and up into the doorways and into the houses and into the stores. Oh, the river dragon was angry, and the poor, poor people of the great peace city were frightened that the horrible river dragon would swallow them all up. First they moved up on top of the small houses and made small bamboo shelters there, but soon the waters got higher and higher. The water was sure too high for the coolies to run through now. Some people rowed little sampans, little rowboats, for food and for safety, and go to the mountain. Oh, this was no ordinary flood. Oh, every day the water just continued to rise higher and higher, until finally 2-story houses were partly submerged. Then, what was worse, the steps of the temple began to disappear. Water covered the temple floor, and the big god of health tumbled over and began bobbing along against the other idols through the swirling water. And then the god of long life fell headlong into the muddy water. The people cried, "Save us! Stop the flood! Save us!" But their cries were in vain. Oh, my! It was just terrible, and the people were terrified. "Give us back our streets and our homes again. Our rice fields will be ruined. What will we do?" But the idols didn't answer. They just swirled on out of the temple door, out through the water, and washed out on into the streets. And then the old grandfather, Gungun, sat back in his little houseboat, and he was just startled to see something bobbing up and down in the angry water. And then it crashed into the boat. It was an idol, an important one. It was the god of riches. Oh, they must rescue it. Calamity surely would fall if they didn't have that idol. And on the other hand, the old grandfather thought, would it bring them any luck now if they rescued it? But at last they lifted it from the angry water. It was scratched and banged and water-soaked and looked anything but like a god of riches. But they painstakingly took care of the poor old idol that couldn't save itself. At last, Big Uncle, he seemed to think the question that no one dared to breathe. If he's a real god, why couldn't he save himself? But he daredn't say it out loud. A worse calamity might fall. And so the young family feared their god, and finally, after the flood, whenever things began to return to normal, they put their precious god on a shelf with incense burning before him and fruits and rice and tea offered before him every day. For years the family had worshipped the god of riches and all the other idols. Then, one day, the 10-year-old grandson went to the mission school. He began to see that the idols were only blocks of wood, and at last he said so. The grandfather soundly rebuked the boy for speaking so disrespectfully. They scolded him, they beat him, but he continued to go to the mission school. Then one day he got very sick. The youngs were afraid he would die. They prayed to their gods. They offered food and incense and wine. They cried out loud to their wooden gods. But the boy didn't get any better. "Blocks of wood," he muttered through his fever. "Pray to the real God. Pray to Jesus. He's the only one who can help me." Days passed, but the boy only got worse. And at last, in desperation, the big uncle went and got the native preacher at the mission. The preacher came and prayed earnestly to the Lord. And you know, in a week or so, the boy was up and about and able to go again. I told you so, he said. The sooner you get rid of the blocks of wood, the better it'll be for the family. And it didn't happen quickly, but a little along, one family member after the other began to visit the mission and heard the gospel at the Preach the Good News Hall. And at last, even the old grandfather received God's word and put his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and was saved. And one day he came home and said, "Boy, would you like to help me destroy these blocks of wood?" Oh, the fear of the God of riches and the river dragon was gone. They now had safety and eternal life in Jesus Christ through his precious blood. And you can too. You may not worship idols of wood, but anything you put ahead of God and his word is false, whether it's friends or religion or money or whatever keeps you from Jesus is a false god. Turn from your sin and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today. And to our Bible clubbers who are saved, won't you ask God what he wants you to do? Maybe he'd call you to be a missionary, to tell the good news where others like Gung Gung and the other boy have never heard the gospel. Oh, what a privilege it would be to take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to those who have never heard. Won't you give your life unreservedly to his service today? And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.